Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Well, they might have another shot or another bite at the apple, folks. Well, we'll see if recall pressures change the Senate Republicans' view about sticking around so the Democrats can not only ram bad gun bills down our throats, but how about this? Doing away with graduation requirements. No kidding. They just voted. The Senate of Oregon to do away with graduation requirements for the next 2 years and to do a study to give them cover to do away with graduation requirements permanently. Now, we're gonna talk a little bit about this. We're also going to talk about how there is a story in the by the AP that they're thinking about the House anyway. This is from Peter Wong, a longtime reporter that was in the Capitol when I was there back in the 90s. Anyway, they're thinking of combining a couple of firearms bills. You know, that one that makes you a felon for just being close to a public building that is off limits to conceal carry. You know, that one that Republicans let pass because they were going to stand there and do their constitutional duty to fight it instead of walking out and stopping it. That bill. Yeah. Well, they're thinking of linking the firearm storage bill, you know, the one we talked about, the strictest in the nation, with a little bit of a narrower ban on firearms in public buildings. Now, why would that be? Well, I think they're trying to give some cover to the Republican senators who are now being recalled. And I understand there will soon be a recall filed against Bill Hansel and against Senator Findley, whose district runs from Ontario clear over to Redmond, folks. Actually, around sisters, almost. Yeah, trying to give him some cover. Well, let's not make it quite so bad. We'll expand it later, of course, to make it worse, because the Republicans opened the door and allowed it to happen to begin with. See how it works? See, the irony of this, friends, the irony of this is that the Republicans in the Senate put out a great press release about how the Democrats are dropping the education requirements, standards for graduation. And guess who makes the quote? Now, this bill passed, okay? One Democrat voted against it in the Senate. That was Betsy Johnson. All the Republicans voted against it. Lou Frederick, the Democrat leftist, who is the reparations guy, he was excused as Dallas Hurd was excused. So, Fred Girard puts out a statement, and I'll get to that, but here's the irony. Hey, Fred, I'm just saying, you know, if you weren't there right now, this bill wouldn't have passed. If you were negotiating your way back in the building, this bill wouldn't have passed, Fred. Here you are, once again, crying over how horrible and awful the Democrats are, while you count the dollar bills that are being given you for pork for your district. Fred, do you even have a conscience anymore? That's I guess, the question I want to ask. Do you have a conscience, Fred? Is there anything worth walking out for you, Fred? Here you are crying about how horrible it is that the Democrats want to take away graduation requirements and dumb down our society, which is absolutely true, and it is horrible. Here you are crying about it. And yet, if you weren't there because you actually used a tactic that worked for a change, it wouldn't be happening at all, Fred. Neither would be the gun bills, and neither would be the property tax increases that are about to happen. And everything else that you abhor as a supposed conservative. If you really cared about these things, Fred, you wouldn't be there at all. And you'd stop it all. Sorry. I had to get that off my chest. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Dwight sent me a great email, and it has to do with guns. Here is what it is. He says, I think many of these shootings could be avoided with improved skills. Talking about cop shootings, okay? The following training could save thousands of lives a year. For instance, if people need to learn, first of all, Dwight, thousands of people are not murdered, killed by cops every year. Okay. I mean, you know, if a thousand is too much, right? I mean, I agree. But he makes a good point. For instance, people need to learn, quote, stop means stop. Hey, don't we hear that all the time with women? Saying to a guy, stop, you're harassing me. Don't touch me. Don't give me a compliment on how I look today. Stop means stop. Well, it means the same with a cop. Number two, hands up means hands up. Number three, drop it means drop it. Number four means show me your hands. Show me your hands. Hello. Number five, turn around slowly means turn around slowly. Number six, on your stomach means on your stomach. Number seven, don't run means don't run. Eight, don't reach for anything means don't reach for anything. On the ground means on the ground. He writes, if people obeyed the above commands, it literally could save thousands. Again, I don't think that's true. Of lives each year. And should be mandatory sixth grade education for all. Now, why would he say sixth grade? Because Dwight has hit on something that is really true. And it goes right back to this story about Democrats and Republicans who have enabled them to pass the dumbest legislation in the world. In fact, the dumbest legislation that will lead us to have the dumbest students in the world. Because we don't hold them to a high standard. Senate Bill 744. Here's the thing that Dwight has hit on. This is sixth grade education stuff. Now, how do I know that? Well, it used to be that, you know, when I first ran for office in 1998, that's when it was, yeah. I went to three campaign schools. And these campaign schools, every one of them taught us what everybody knows to be true based on psychological research, that in America anyway, most people think and talk at an eighth grade level. That's just kind of normal. Today, it is a sixth grade level. Now, that's really too bad. It's too bad that eighth grade was bad enough when I was running for office. Today, it is the sixth grade level. And yeah, Dwight's right. If you teach this stuff at a sixth grade level, if you actually teach it, people might figure it out. But no, we're too busy teaching race, recycling, reproduction, abortion. That's what we're teaching. Rather than common sense thinking skills. Dale writes me an email about Vichy Fred. Yeah, that's my point. Here's Fred Girard, the irony of Fred Girard lamenting in this press release how bad the Democrats are because they passed Senate Bill 744 that does away with graduation requirements. And the irony is that, Fred, if you had used the right tactics, you wouldn't even be there right now. They wouldn't have passed this bill. That's why Dale calls him Vichy Fred. 503-589-1220. So, seriously, what's the implications in your mind if Democrats literally do away with graduation requirements for 2 years and they engage in a study to do away with graduation requirements permanently? Does Oregon then produce the dumbest students in the nation? What does that mean for those kids who actually want to try to go to college? Think about it. And then we'll put some practical application to it. Because I have a couple of practical application issues that I think you could use to persuade the persuadable. And I'll get to those, but true to my word, we got to get to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning.
Well, Jeff, what can I say?
I don't know. What can you say?
I'm just flabbergasted what you just said about, you know, the graduation rates and stuff like that. It is a sad state of affairs. But, I can't help but wonder how this will affect the Black and the Hispanic communities. Is this the way for the Democrats to instead of pick up the ball and start educating these kids so they can be productive and stuff? I'm just flabbergasted. I just can't understand how I can understand why the Democrats are doing it, but I can't understand how any Republican could allow this to happen. And I do want to state, Peter Courtney, shame on you. Shame on you, shame on you, shame on you to allow a bill to hurt young Oregonians, all of them, except the ones who have really good parents and will make sure that they either go to a private school or something to get a complete education. Shame on you, Mr. Courtney. And I know he is part of the college over here, on the board like that. How, with you and a good conscience, could even put that bill on the floor to vote on? You need to be recalled, Mr. Courtney, because you're allowing all this garbage to happen.
Yeah, well said. And by the way, Art, I've been forwarding email messages from other listeners of the show that want to help you with a Peter Courtney recall. And if you do want to help Art do a Peter Courtney recall for what the reason he just said it, then send me an email and I'll forward it on to Art. It's jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Art, unfortunately, we're at the end of our time. Thank you. I appreciate it. Great point. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about other things tomorrow, too. That's Art's opinion. What's yours? Is this dumbing down of Oregon students to the point that they become the worst in the nation in every educational outcome? Back in a moment at 6:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. I love that riff. That's why I always let it play there. It's one of my favorite songs, Jude Cole, Start the Car. You know, this is a morning political talk show, and a lot of you are driving. That's why I used the song. Plus, I really like it. Julie, we'll talk to Julie in just a momento. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to comment on this latest bill passed in the Oregon Senate, because Republicans like Fred Gerard allowed it to pass, that does away with graduation requirements. You want to comment on that? Think it's a good idea? Do you know what the effect of it is? And at least Fred's right about, even a blind squirrel finds a nut. A broken clock is is right twice a day, right? Even Fred Gerard can get it right sometimes. Yeah, what this bill does by doing away with graduation requirements, it artificially inflates the graduation rate. It looks like Oregon's doing an incredibly great job teaching kids. Linda writes a great observation, and it's by the way, you want to send me an email, jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. This is just logic. If we don't have graduation standards anymore, why do we need teachers? Because the union says so, that's why. And the union pays for the Democrats to be in power. And they're the ones driving the bus here. Why? Because kind of how things have gone isn't looking too good at teachers, the teachers' union. I want to thank Pro Bioscience because they are one of our great sponsors, and they truly are, because they make the best CBD products there are. I know because I use their products, and they work for me a lot, especially like sleeping. I take a little bit of CBD under my tongue before I go to bed. Not every night, but some nights, and I always sleep better. Always. Maybe that's something you need. Well, why don't you check them out? Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro and then the dash mark, bioscience.com. And if you buy any of their incredibly great products online, they're a Salem-based company. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is the highest quality there is, period, folks. If you buy anything online, use the discount code for the month of April, the word showers. Like April showers that we're supposedly going to get, that we kind of need here this weekend. Showers. You get 15% off. You can also find their products on the shelf at the Tobacco Pouch in Salem, out on Edgewater. And then Liquivana vape stores or shops, one in Silverton on Oak Street, and the other one in Malala Avenue. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to the phones. Go to Julie. Julie, good morning. And what are your thoughts today?
Well, I taught school. Gee whiz, I'm embarrassed to admit that one. These kids now in colleges are not even required to use grammar, proper syntax when they're writing papers because it's considered, racist. I don't even know the words to use to describe this bill except asinine, which is exactly what it is. They don't want people to learn anything. This is going to enhance students who come from other countries not to learn English. By doing this, kids will not be taking courses that they don't like, which includes English, science, math, history. What kind of an education are they going to have? And you're right. Why have teachers if you're going to be doing this? It's a total waste of our education money. These kids won't be able to get into a school like, I don't know, Oregon State, perhaps.
Well,
now Peter Courtney can stand up for this.
Julie, let's talk about that for a moment, because that really brings up an interesting point.
He lived over at Western Oregon.
So let's talk about that, Julie, because that brings up an interesting point. Anne Marie sent me a text message and said, so if we're dumbing down high school students, how are they going to pass the SATs? And the obvious answer to that answers your question, is the pressure will be to dumb down the SAT. So a dumbed down Oregon graduating student can pass the SAT, because then just mark my words, Julie, they're going to say that the SAT is racist. So we need to dumb it down.
Well, they've already said that the SAT is racist. But you have a whole bunch of issues here that the ramifications are terrific. These kids cannot communicate. They can't spell. I was on the scholarship committee. I read more essays. And of course, I took the red pencil out. I can't stand not correcting people's grammar. I read more essays that had horrible grammatical errors. I went to a private college, and if I had put several of these errors in my paper, I would have gotten them back in 24 hours to correct them. Catholic colleges are that way. It's going to make it very convenient. The next thing they're going to do is legalize Spanish as a legal language. So we'll be bilingual like Canada, and that does not enhance bringing people together.
No, it doesn't. You're absolutely right about that, and I think you're right. I think that movement is already underway in places like California, and I think it will happen down there at some point. Yeah. So quick question, exit question, as we get ready to go to the bottom of the hour. How do you think parents are going to react to dropping graduation requirements?
Well, that's hard to tell because there's that contingency of parents that don't give a fat rat's rear. They're not going to care as long as the kid gets through school. There's that contingency of parents that are going to say, I've had it with public education. I don't care if I have to put a second mortgage on the house. The kids are going to go to a parochial or a private school. And yep. In Marion County particularly, there's going to be a bunch of parents who say, okay, this is it. I'm homeschooling. I'm going to go to the next homeschool curriculum fair and pick out a curriculum.
Well said,
and
Julie. In fact,
do that. They're fascinating.
You're right, by the way. Homeschooling. Best interns I ever had in the legislature. I'm not kidding, folks. Better than my college students from Willamette University. The best interns were homeschooled kids. Thanks, Julie. Back in a moment. It's 6:30. What do you think about this issue?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll be back at the phones. We'll talk to Kathy. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. We'll check to make sure that the latest email has not come in. It hasn't. We are good to go. Now, if you just joined us, here's what we're talking about. The Senate Republicans in Oregon sent out a press release decrying the fact that Senate Bill 744 passed with every Republican voting against it and one Democrat, Betsy Johnson. What does it do? It does away with graduation requirements in a public education. It also bans the State Department, or the State Board of Education, rather, from requiring students to show any competency in any academic area. It's more than just graduation, folks. This is stunning what this does. And you know how bad this is? Not a single Democrat. I just looked at it. Not a single Democrat put their name on this bill to sponsor it. Not one. That's how bad this is. That's why I asked Julie that question. What do you think is going to be the reception from parents? Ask this question of, again, people in your sphere of influence, the persuadables. What do you think about doing away with all graduation requirements permanently? Did you know that the Senate just passed a bill to do that? And not a single Democrat, not a single legislator would put their name on it. And in fact, it bans the state from showing any competency in any academic area. So your kids don't have to show, they could probably take a test, but the tests are going to be meaningless when it comes to reading. How important is reading to your children? How important is it to be able to do simple math, right? This bill bans that from requiring it. Now, if you don't think this isn't an opportunity to move people in your direction, again, have meaningful conversations to persuade the persuadable, then you're not thinking right, because this is profound. Parents, most parents care about their kids' educations. Not all. Julie's right. There's a segment of people out there that are just, I don't know, maybe they're engaging in too much recreational marijuana. I don't know, but whatever. But here's the irony of all of this. Fred Girard is decrying how horrible and awful this is. My point is that, Fred, if you had left the building, this bill wouldn't have passed. See, it's more than just guns. Didn't I warn you guys about this? I did, didn't I? It's everything else that's going to happen. And Fred's going to cry about how awful and how horrible the Democrats are. But all this stuff gets implemented, Fred. Why? Because you don't have the courage to walk out. Well, you ought to be recalled. Because you sold us out, Fred, for money for your district. And it's going to be more than this, folks. It's going to be a lot of other things. You wait. That's why you should recall Fred Girard and all of the others that are soon going to have recalls against him. Somebody that you should never recall is Eric Azer and Righteous Renovations. Recall meaning be unhappy with what they do, because you know what? As a contractor, they have a stellar reputation for doing great work in your home, in your business. Check out their website, righteousrenovations.com. Eric is a man of faith. He lives it in his business. And again, don't take my word for it. Just go check out the great before and after photos of some of their projects. And then certainly the testimonials from very satisfied customers. righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. What do you think about all of this?
Well, if they're saying that grades and excellence is race, expecting excellence is racist, I think that this bill simply confirms to black and brown kids that they're too stupid to compete. That's how it sounds to me.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's racist in and of itself.
I do. And it also reminded me of during slavery, it was highly illegal for slaves to learn how to read. So if they are not expecting students to learn how to read properly or do any critical thinking, it's also a dumbing down of the electorate.
It is, and that's what they want, isn't it? Isn't it easier to control people who are not taught critical thinking skills?
Right. And what do we do with the kids like Condoleezza Rice, who excelled in so many academic things and music and all sorts of things? What do they have to shoot for?
That's why this is racist.
I
mean, it really is. That's exactly why it's racist. Because you see, it doesn't matter what your skin color is, and it doesn't matter what your background is. Every one of us have God-given talents and the ability to learn and to think critically.
Correct.
But it has to be taught through examples, through educational standards. And if you have no educational standards, like Linda wrote in her email, why do you even need teachers? I mean, it's really true.
I don't know, to babysit.
There you go. And to indoctrinate in leftist theology.
Yeah.
Again, it's race, recycling, and reproduction instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic. Thank you. Kathy, in a moment, we're going to go to Rich and then on to Rebecca. Lee writes an email. says, boy, I missed reading this bill. I received job applications that are very hard to read and full of errors. Sad and frustrating that there are so many good kids that are just ignorant in so many ways. Shame on us for allowing education to follow a political direction. Gone is the desire to learn, to be the best, replaced with doing just the smallest amount to get by. America used to be the leader. So drop the requirements. Then we don't need teachers, just babysitters, so many can go to work for their living minimum wage. Yep. Well said. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts?
When you're talking about the teachers and babysitters, some teachers already think that they're getting tired of being babysitters, and I've asked them, well, then find another job, and then they get all pissed off because where else are they going to get work for 9 months and have all the vacation time they get and make that kind of money?
Well, I'll tell you this. If you're in person, in-room teaching, it's tough.
I
taught fire prevention to third graders. You want to talk? And that's back when teachers had some ability to control a classroom, and it was hard back then. Today, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how teachers do it, I have great admiration for them if they want to stick it out in person, but I fear what's happened now is that teachers, yes, have gotten used to this form of learning.
Well, see, there again, the other thing, too, is years ago when they started allowing the teachers to determine whether you needed Ritalin or something else because you're too active, that was a turning point from doing schoolwork to handling something that necessarily didn't need to be handled. The next thing is, I thought they were going to try and put a bill in that where any bill that comes on the up has to have sponsors and not hidden. So we don't know who really sponsored this bill.
We do not. We don't know whose idea. Well, we know whose idea it is. It's the teachers' union. But it's just stunning to me, Rich, that not a single Democrat or Republican would put their name on this bill, which tells you that they think it probably is not going to reflect too good on them with the voters and with parents. Rich, thanks. Good points as always. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. In a moment, we'll chat with Rebecca. Jeffrey writes an email, says, show, does this education bill mean there are no more report cards? That's convenient. Yeah, pretty much. Jeffrey, that's exactly what it means. Friends, if you have a transmission that needs a little work, or maybe your just car needs a checkup, I mean, it's not running right, and you know it because you can feel it, right? Go on up to Wilsonville Auto Repair. That's Wilsonville, Mr. T Mile X. That's their website, .com. Mr. Wilsonville, Mr. T Mile X, .com. They've got a great series of tests that they can run on your vehicle to make sure that it's running okay. And you know what? It's worth it to go on up there. A little bit further away, but that's okay. You can be assured, if you read the testimonials on their website, they take care of people, especially women. I've told you that story about my mother. This means a lot to a guy like me. So it's Wilsonville Auto Repair, Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Rebecca, good morning.
I'm calling because years ago when Vera Katz got the Democrats to pass outcome-based education, they had a pilot school. And by the end of the year, every single student in the school had signed on to a lawsuit against the state. And the state just, their lawsuit.
Hang on a second, Rebecca. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. And we have another caller on. Guys, just hang on. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Bye.
No!
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go back to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, good morning. All right, let's continue your thought. You were talking about Vera Katz years ago when she was Speaker of the House, passing SimCam, outcome-based education. It was an utter, total failure, and ultimately the state had just did away with it because it was such a failure. How is this any different?
Well, the students of this school signed on to a lawsuit claiming lack of education, and the state didn't care about it at all, and they dismissed the lawsuit and went ahead and did it statewide. And what it did was redefine teachers as facilitators, and it put children into groups, and they got a group where it really destroyed children's lack. It destroyed their desire to perform, because if anybody in the group didn't want to do anything, then they still got the same grade as the person who did all the work. And as far as I know, things like that are still going on by teachers that believe in that sort of thing. Then they passed Common Core, and there's groups fighting Common Core really hard, because Common Core is very destructive in the classroom. And in other words, what I'm trying to say is that the Democrats have been dedicated to this for a long time, and they don't let anything stop their desire to destroy education. And I think what they've been doing for at least 20 years is raising up a generation that they can send out onto the streets to riot, and that's what the Democrats raised up groups to go out and riot after the Civil War to destroy the black people.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is how you get yourself to communism. Elites, where only the elites rule everybody else, and everybody else has to eat the crumbs from the table, because that's the only thing you get.
Exactly.
You get a guaranteed income, and it's just enough to keep you beholden to government, rather than live the great American dream and prosper and be whatever you want to be. Thank you, Rebecca.
I want to tell you something. Okay. I just ordered a banned book.
What's that?
They have banned When Harry Became Sally. And I went on to DuckDuckGo to find it, because it won't come up on Google. And I ordered two of them.
And When Harry Became Sally.
It felt so good to contribute to the education of Republicans. Republicans need education too. We are very, very much a product of the system that the Democrats have put in place for a long, long time.
Yeah, we are. Thank you, Rebecca. Let me just say this, and this reflects in that regard. Yep, Republicans need to be educated about this stuff too. But, you know, if Republicans that we elect are unwilling to stand up for our God-given rights, it doesn't matter how educated they are. They do damage to our God-given rights.
Well, I believe that part of the problem with it all is that Republicans are not educated, and so they don't really understand what the Democrats are trying to do. They just think that each little battle is its own little battle, because they don't see the bigger picture.
You're right about that. Rebecca, thank you. Going to let you go. That is right on the money. It's always about just the next election. That's what a politician thinks about. A statesman thinks about the next generation. And by virtue of the fact that Fred Girard and these five other rhino Republican senators decide to sell us out for money, they're not thinking about the next generation. They're just thinking about the next election. Rich writes this email. Well, he sent this to Senator Girard. He said, Senator Girard, I guess you should think about maybe walking out in regards to Senate Bill 744. The Socialist Democrats always lie and won't keep any bargain you strike with them, as most of us know. Yup. But you know somebody who will keep a bargain for you? It's Freedom Heating and Air. They've been in Salem well over 40 years, and they've survived the ups and downs of the business cycle because they do a really good job for their customers. They make your life better. Your home is more comfortable with a Freedom Heating and Air system, including one of these great air filtration systems that, you know, keeps the dust down, and it just destroys these UV light systems that destroys bacteria floating around in your home. Boy, if there's one place you need to feel safe, that's your home. Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. I want to remind you also that on May 1st, May Day, when the communists are going to be marching all around the state capitol, we are having an election integrity training. Yup. Down in Albany. And an undisclosed location. I'll tell you about it. In fact, we'll release the actual address of the location the morning of the event. It's going to be from 1 to 5 o'clock. Representative Mike Nierman is going to be there to talk about his parsing of the data from the last election and some interesting anomalies there. And then we're going to have video training from the folks in Arizona who have trained a whole lot of citizen volunteers to find the phantom voters. And we're going to be talking specifically about how you can go sit as an election observer in the upcoming May primary elections that are coming up here next month, folks. All of that is happening. So if you're interested, send me an email. But make sure that we can respond to your emails, because some of you send me emails and you block us. So when I try to pass it along and people try to contact you, you never get it. So let's try to figure that out too, huh? This bill, by the way, to combine the two gun bills would water it down pretty dramatically. It would say that so no longer can you give cities and counties and school districts the right to ban you as a concealed carry holder, somebody who's passed a background check, who never goes into anywhere and does any damage with a gun, except defending innocent life. They're going to limit it to the state capitol. That's an amendment. Ginny Burdick, the sponsor of the bill, doesn't like it. And, in fact, is saying she doesn't like it. Now, they might combine it with this bill that says you got to lock up your guns, and if you don't, you become the criminal. Well, we'll see. But again, if in fact they change Senate Bill 554 or combine it into this other bill, then the Senate's got to vote on it. So, Fred Girard, there you go. There's another opportunity for you to stand up and do the right thing and walk out and stop all this nonsense. But you sold your soul for a lot of money, so probably not. Good reason to recall you. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday, friends. Call and talk about anything you want to talk about tomorrow. Politically, then. See you then. Make it a great day, because it's really up to you.